From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Thousands gather across Russia to protest perceived corruption. 10,000 Russian protesters chanting Russia without Putin and Russia will be free. They're demonstrating by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission. Navalny, a Kremlin critic, was detained as he arrived to join the Moscow rally. Navalny called the demonstrations after publishing a detailed report earlier this month, accusing Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. The Iraqi military is casting doubt on reports that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed as many as 100 civilians sheltered earlier this month in a building in the contested city of Mosul, citing new evidence it says shows Islamic State militants rigged the site with explosives. A Pentagon statement on Saturday said an initial review showed coalition airstrikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civil casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Deputy Commanding General Operation Inherent Resolve, Brigadier General Matthew Eisler, says the situation has become more difficult because Daesh has made decisions regarding their tactics.
That they were going to prepare lethal engagement areas for the defense of that terrain, that they would clear out what was homes, schools, and mosques, and fight from those positions.
This